In the mountains of West Virginia, when the land was rough and young, on an old gray mule rode a circuit-riding preacher called Jeremiah Jones.
Through the mountains, over the rivers, into a wilderness alone. No gun beside him, a Bible to guide him, rode a little man called Jeremiah Jones. A little man in stature, but a giant 10 feet tall, if you measured him by courage as he answered to the call. The doors were open wide for him in every cabin home, as they waited for the coming of Jeremiah Jones.
Through the mountains, over the rivers, into a wilderness alone. No gun beside him, a Bible to guide him, rode a little man called Jeremiah Jones.
They gathered by the fireplace for the scriptures to begin, as he held the old worn Bible in his rough and calloused hands. He'd howl the young folks' weddings, and sometimes in softer tones, beside a new grave prayer was said by Jeremiah Jones.
Through the mountains, over the rivers, into a wilderness alone. No gun beside him, a Bible to guide him,
rode a little man called Jeremiah Jones. He lived without a comfort and no coins his pockets filled, with his congregation scattered through the West Virginia hills. All his life he never had a church to call his own, but the message was delivered by Jeremiah Jones.
Through the mountains, over the rivers, into a wilderness alone. No gun beside him, a Bible to guide him,
rode a little man called Jeremiah Jones.
A preacher man called Jeremiah Jones.